Hear my words and bear witness to my vow. The new season gathers, and now my rewatch begins. It shall not end until the end of the season. I shall take no job, hold no social life, father no fanfic. I shall wear no clean clothes and win no showers. I shall wake and sleep at my screen. I am the laptop in the darkness. I am the watcher on the couch. I am the fan that guards the realms of canon. I pledge my life and honor to the night's rewatch. For this rewatch and all rewatches to come.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's totally fine. It's okay, so here we go. Let's see now. We are on episode 4, Cripples, Bastards, and
Broken Things.
So
such a great title.
I think this is the one that George R. R. Martin wrote. I'm pretty sure.
Will it say that in the credits? This is the one that he wrote.
Well, I'm sure. I'm not sure, but it probably will.
Hmm.
Can we also take a moment and once again say how awesome this opening is?
It's so good.
The thing I like about it is the fact that it tells us a whole lot without telling us a whole lot.
Yeah. It tells you about the houses, it tells you about the geography, it tells you a little bit about the symbology because, you know, when the actors' names come up in the credits, the symbol next to them is the sigil of whatever house they're in, which is so clever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he did write this.
Yeah, this is the one that he wrote.
That's pretty cool. Is it the only one he wrote?
No, he writes one a season. I think he didn't write one in season 5, but every season he writes one. In season 1, it's Crippled Bastards of Broken Things. In season 2, it's Blackwater. So it's the big battle.
Yeah.
I wonder what it must be for George R. R. Martin.
Like,
to see all this come about? To see characters?
I think about that all the time.
That,
even though everyone's breathing down his neck about book 6, that he is still gonna win. Like, he's still gonna come out on top.
Because he's
already won. The game's already over.
He won the Game of Thrones.
George won the Game of Thrones.
Oh. This one wasn't written by him.
Was it not?
It says it wasn't.
Oh. We misread the credits.
Yeah. This is so interesting.
Symbolism.
Now. Well,
yep.
This is so interesting now.
Yeah. I mean, Bran's been having these dreams his whole life. You know?
Does it say that?
I thought it did.
I seem to remember that, like, once he broke his back and can't walk anymore...
That's when it started?
Then it begins.
Oh, maybe. That would make sense. Structurally, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Call me baby Bran.
Three-eyed Raven.
Cool. It's so subtle, too, because you're like, what am I looking at? Ugh, Nan.
Oh, come on. Summer knows.
We have visitors.
Don't want to see anyone.
Really? If I was cooped up all day with no one but this old bat for company, I'd go mad. Anyway, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Rob's waiting.
I don't want to go.
Neither do I. But Rob's Lord of Winterfell. Which means I do what he says and you do what I say. Hodor!
It's our first Hodor.
There he is.
Hodor?
Help Bran down the hall.
Hodor.
What a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here we are. Episode 4. Look at him. He's picked him up like he weighed nothing.
It's because he does.
Any man of the Night's Watch is welcome at Winterfell.
Any man of the Night's Watch, but not I, eh, boy?
I'm not your boy, Lannister.
Mm.
I'm Lord of Winterfell while my father is away.
You might learn a lord's courtesy.
Right, Brad.
Yes.
has lost the use of his legs. What of it? With the right horse and saddle, even a cripple can ride.
I'm not a cripple.
Then I'm not a dwarf. My father will rejoice to hear it. I have a gift for you. Give that to your saddle. He'll provide the rest. You must shape the horse to the rider. Start with the yearling. Teach it to respond to the reins and to the boy's voice.
Will I really be able to ride?
You will. On horseback, you'll be as tall as any of them.
Is this some kind of trick? Why do you want to help him?
I have a tender spot in my heart for cripples, bastards, and broken things.
Title of show.
Badoo-doo.
You've done my brother a kindness. The hospitality of Winterfell is yours.
Spare me your false courtesies, Lord Stark. There's a brothel outside your walls. There I'll find a bed. Both of us can sleep easier.
Snap.
Mic drop.
Been resisting more than us. If you like redheads, ask for Roz.
Come to see me off, Draedra. Kind of you. Your master doesn't seem to like Lannisters.
He's not my master.
No. Of course not.
Anyway.
Bill.
What happened here? Where is Lady Stark? Why didn't she receive me?
She wasn't feeling well.
Not in Winterfell, is she? Where did she go?
Tyrion
Lady,
is smarter than everyone else in the room.
Well, that's the point. That's
I know. All day, every day, Tyrion, smarter than everyone.
He drinks wine and knows things.
He reads the room. He reads the people.
I remember seeing my father's fleet burn in Lannisport.
Ugh, he's brilliant.
I believe your uncles were responsible. It must have been a pretty sight. Nothing prettier than watching sailors burn alive. Yes, great victory for your people. Shame how it all turned out.
We were outnumbered 10-1.
A stupid rebellion, then. I suppose your father realized that when your brothers died in battle. Now here you are.
Oh.
Your
tender spot. Exposition for Greyjoy.
Offended you. Forgive me. It's been a rough month. Anyway, don't despair. I'm a constant disappointment to my own father, and I've learned to live with it. Your next tumble with Roz is on me. I'll try not to wear her out.
Snap.
Oh.
Theon. Ugh. Hate Theon.
He's the worst.
He is the worst. And for so long in this show, he was like, ugh, I hate him. I hate him so bad. And then you feel bad for him.
Yeah. Well, that's true of most characters on the show. You're like, ugh, I don't like that guy. And then later you're like, oh man, I have a lot of feelings about that guy. Is this our first time seeing Sam?
Yeah.
Samwell Tarly of Horn Hill. I mean, I was of Horn Hill, but I've come to take the black.
Come to take the black pudding?
Well, you couldn't be any worse.
Look at those two behind him.
Right.
And they're just wailing at each other?
Yeah.
See what he can do.
So there's this jackass. His story is so interesting, though.
Sam's story is interesting. I really do like, though, that, like, they throw him in. They set him up for this. And Jon is, like, completely unaffected. He's like, no, I'm not going to take that bait. Hate him.
Alan Thorne.
Alistair Thorne.
Alistair Thorne.
He's the worst. John's like, ugh, fine. I'm gonna beat the crap out of my friends just to prove a point. Day to day on the wall with John.
There he goes. Oh gosh. I'm so glad.
Well fought. Piss off.
I hate that guy.
Did you hear it? Much worse.
You can call me Sam.
you want.
John's like, no, we're not making friends.
Calls me Sam. It's not going to get any easier, you know. You're going to have to defend yourself.
Why didn't you get up and fight?
I wanted to. I just couldn't.
Why not?
I'm a coward.
Okay.
My father always says so.
There's no place for cowards.
Well, you're right. I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you.
Aww.
Sam. But it's so interesting because now we know, like, later on when we find out, like, why he rolls over like that so fast.
It makes a lot of sense.
It makes total sense.
But this first time we sit there and we're like...
The people saw us talking to him. Now they'll think we're cowards too.
To be a coward.
You're not too
it's interesting because in retrospect, we saw Sam like this and we think, oh, he's fat because he's a coward. When in reality, he's a coward because he's fat.
Yeah.
Like, he acts that way because he was born bigger.
Yeah.
And his father treated him that way.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's really interesting.
Well,
it's the inverse.
I mean, we look at the psychology of all these characters. They're terribly interesting.
Ugh, Khal Drogo.
Oh, do you want to swoon for a little bit?
I'm sorry. He's
no,
massive
you're,
and
you're not
from
sorry.
New Zealand. I can't help it.
Jason Momoa?
Yeah. That guy.
Why is Dothrak? City of the Horse Lords. Pile of mud. The mud and shit and twigs. Best these savages can do.
These are my people now.
Yeah.
You shouldn't call them savages.
I'll call them
Shut
what
up.
I like because they're my people. This is my army. Khal Drogo's marching the wrong way with my army.
It's so interesting now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can see what she accomplishes.
What she becomes, yeah. And what she is right now.
Yeah.
You can see it from the beginning, though. She tries to, like, stand up. She just has no footing to stand on.
Well, she has no...
She's growing into that.
Yeah. And she will. That's the
she
interesting
will.
Thing.
She was given an army of Dothraki. Could you conquer the Seven Kingdoms?
The Dothraki have never crossed the narrow sea. They fear any water their horses
I want
can't
Ian Glenn to narrate my bedtime stories.
Yes.
King Robert is fool enough to meet them in open battle. But the men advising him are different.
And you know these men?
I fought beside them once. Long ago. Now Ned Stark wants my head. He drove me from my land.
I like that they keep emphasizing that so that we have some tie to who Jorah
yeah.
is.
Aye.
Well, Jorah's a northerner.
Yeah.
Why?
I had no money and an expensive wife.
Where is she now?
That's right. Wives are expensive.
Shut up.
With another man.
Your Grace.
Yes, my dear.
They call you the Last Dragon.
They do.
This scheming bitch.
You have dragon's blood in your veins.
Well, it's entirely possible.
The answer is
what
no.
I was told the brave men
didn't kill dragons.
Now, this
brave
is interesting.
Rode them from Valyria to build the greatest civilization this world has ever seen.
This scene is actually really interesting. It's a good scene. It's well acted. And I think it's a really interesting scene because we're getting a lot of really interesting exposition
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Swords of the Vanquished.
It's. I don't know if this is our first exposition scene. This isn't, is it?
I can't. Yeah, it might be.
I have always wanted to see a dragon.
It's the first time there's naked people talking about stuff that happened in the past, so yeah.
So maybe, yeah, maybe this is our first exposition. It's very strategic hair there.
Wherever they are, just a few flaps of their wings and they're somewhere else. Far away.
Hmm. She's an okay actress. I don't think she's... She plays I'm trying to be sexy.
All the time.
All the time.
Burned away. Nothing. Melted. Like so many candles.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It's so subtle right there.
Mm-hmm.
Where he goes, ow.
Well, after 15
Because she just poured hot wax on him.
Yeah, and he's like, ow, that hurt.
Yep.
Not blood of the dragon.
Fire cannot kill a dragon.
What have you seen?
I've seen a man from Ashai with a dagger of real dragon glass. I've seen a man who can change his face the way other men change their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a pirate who wore his weight in gold and his ship had sails of colored silk. So, have you seen one?
A pirate ship?
Dragon.
No.
Disappointed.
No, that's one died many years before I was born. I'll tell you what I have seen.
Is he cut?
They're skulls. They used to decorate the throne room in the Red Keep. When I was very young, just 3 or 4, my father used to walk me down the roads.
Now, this is interesting because she was talking a little earlier about past memories.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that she wasn't really experiencing that. At least I could.
Mm-hmm.
In watching her do that, she was just saying...
As an actor?
As an actor.
Okay.
He is experiencing it.
But as he got closer to the Iron Throne...
That's what happens when we tell stories. And why we tell stories is because we put ourselves in the moment
mm-hmm.
that that happened.
There was Giska and Valryon. Vermithrax. Esovius.
This was really awkward as an actor. We talked about this a little bit last time.
What, sex scenes?
Yeah.
Scattered to the wind.
Ugh. Never noticed that. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. What did I buy you for? To make me sad?
No, Your Grace.
Sister, how to be a better lover. You think I bought you to make Khal Drogo happy?
Confused.
Oh, you pretty little idiot. Well, go on then, get on with it.
What a jerk. What a jerk.
Yeah, but that's it was a really telling transition from from being them both in the moment together to him being like, no, I own you.
Yeah.
Which says a lot about the situation.
Yeah. The thing I like about these episodes, they're very well written in the sense that...
Boys and girls and plenty of them. What if I only had girls? I wouldn't worry about that.
Sansa.
Jane Poole's mother had 5 children, all of them girls. Yes. But it's highly unlikely. But what if... If you only had girls, I suppose the throne would pass to Prince Joffrey's little brother. Everyone would hate me. Nobody could ever hate you. Joffrey does. Nonsense. Why would you say such a thing?
Sansa's such an idiot at this point.
Sansa, I've told you 100 times, a direwolf is...
Please, shut up about it.
You remember your lessons? Who built the Iron Throne?
Aegon the Conqueror.
And who built the Red Keep?
Aegon the Cruel.
And how many years did it take to build
My grandfather and uncle were murdered here, weren't they?
Oh, Sansa.
Killed on the orders of King Ares.
This is Sansa's, like... I need to go to the mall and stare at the things in Hot Topic I can't buy phase.
Yeah.
She's feeling a lot of guilt that she doesn't understand yet.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't...
She doesn't know what's going on. She does not know what's going on.
The key word there is she doesn't understand. Because she really doesn't.
No. Like, she wants to marry Joffrey, but she also, like, knows that he's a bitch.
Call it what you will, Lord Stark, sir. City is packed with people and more flooding in every day.
Mm-hmm.
Last night we had a
tavern riot, a brothel fire, 3 stabbings, and a drunken horse race.
Did you see how he said brothel fire and Littlefinger looked up?
Perhaps the city watch should be commanded by someone who can. I need more men.
You'll get 50. We barely shall see it paid for.
I will.
You found money for a champion's purse. You'll find money to keep the peace.
Ned is done.
I know.
Ned is so done.
Thank you, my lord Hanser. They will be put to good use.
The funny thing is like, they don't hold the small council meetings in this room anymore.
No. They hold it in that other room.
Such events, my lord. They give the great a chance of glory, and the lonely a respite from their woes. And every inn in the city is full, and the whores are walking bow-legged.
I'm sure the two in it puts coins in many a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nothing else, my lords.
Ciao.
Ugh. There's so many sleazy, awful people in this.
It's like, this is, Ned on the small council is like if Mufasa's advisors were all hyenas.
Yeah.
Very confusing. Can we talk about the architecture in the Red Keep?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
I love it. I love the stained glass so much.
I mean, they're beautiful sets.
I mean, the tapestries are fine, the furniture's fine, whatever. But like, the rooms that they're in are so stunning. Those pillars, those columns with the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That eventually Joffrey takes down.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he turns them into fire razors.
I
have been Grand Meister for many years.
This is Pycelle, right?
Yes, Pycelle. The actor who played Pycelle also played, he was,
A Nazi.
He was a Nazi in Indiana Jones. He was also...
Oh, he was a Nazi. I totally guessed.
He was in Star Wars.
Yes!
And he's one of the generals.
He's a Grand Moff, isn't he?
I don't think he's a Grand Moff.
He's an Imperial officer.
Yeah, of some kind.
Okay.
The funny thing is like, this is a beautifully dressed set.
Beautifully
right
dressed room. The incense burners, the candelabras, the diagram on the wall.
It's beautiful.
Plants. Oh my gosh, it's stunning.
And the sets only get better.
Mm-hmm. The focus changes too, though. Right now we're seeing a lot of beautifully dressed sets to tell us where we are.
Yes.
Later, they need way less of that because we know where we are.
Yeah.
This is CSI King's Landing.
Yeah, basically.
Disturbing thought. No, I don't think it's likely. The hand was loved by all. What sort of man?
Party line. He's just repeating the party line.
Yeah.
Pycelle.
Yeah. Well, Pycelle is a snake, just like everyone else is.
Yep, King's Landing.
But the funny thing is we look at characters like Lord Baelish, like Theon, like Viserys, like all these characters were like, ugh. And later on, we see them in completely different lights.
Yeah.
No trouble at all, my lord. It's a great honor. Thank you. I'll find my own way out.
Yes.
I like in the show how they've, not now, obviously, but later on in other seasons, they have embraced the fact that it's been years.
Mm-hmm.
You've been on one toe for hours.
It's a hard fall down these steps.
Sirio says every hurt is a lesson, and every lesson is a
to get his strength back first.
That's the question. Why did the girls go to King's Landing but no one else did?
I don't know. Well, presumably, John was already going to the Wall.
Yeah.
Rob needed to stay behind because he's the man now.
He's the Lord of Winterfell.
He sits on the King's Council.
Bran stayed because he was paralyzed.
Why raise castles? Why Brandon the builder?
Can I be Lord of the Holdfast?
I mean, he clearly took Sansa to try to continue to broker that marriage.
I am my lord,
even though he doesn't want her to marry Joffrey.
Be nice.
And I think that he probably took Arya so that he could keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
No.
It's such a good moment.
I like that she knows who she is.
Yeah, she understands that that's not what she wants with life. And he doesn't outright go like, well, you're gonna do it because I say you're gonna do it. He doesn't do that. He's a good dad.
He listens. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, he's a good dad. And I like Ned a lot.
I was just thinking that I really like that, like, Ned is still wearing Northerner's clothes.
Yeah.
Even though it's probably like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Down by the fire. It's warmer.
Oh, that's all right. I'm fine.
You're not. You're freezing.
It's really interesting because the Sam who develops is not this kind of like hunched
towering
over, looking like gormless, mouth open.
You can't fight. You can't see. You're afraid of heights and almost everything else, probably. What are you doing here, Sam?
On the morning of my 18th name day, my father came to me. You're almost a man now, he said. But you're not worthy of my land and title. Tomorrow, you're going to take the Black, forsake all claim to your inheritance, and start north.
We hear about this in season
1. If you do not,
episode 4,
he said.
We don't see it.
Then we'll have a hunt. And somewhere in these woods your horse will stumble. And you'll be thrown from your saddle to die. Also, I'll tell your mother. Nothing would please me more.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
I will literally hunt you down and kill you if you don't take the Black.
Yes, he is.
I'm not going to get any better, you know.
Wall humor. We're friends now. It's great. But yeah, we actually see Sam in Hornhill in season 6,
mm-hmm.
episode what, 7?
I sell talks too much. Oh, he never stops. Do you know Sir Hugh of the Vale?
Who?
Not surprising. Until recently, he was only a squire. John Arryn's squire. He was knighted almost immediately after his master's untimely death. Knighted for what? Why are you telling me this? I promised Cat that I'd help you. Where is Sir Hugh? I'll speak to him.
A singularly bad idea. Do you see that boy there?
One of Arryn's little birds. The spider has taken a great interest in your comings and goings. Now look, there. That one belongs to the Queen. And do you see that scepter pretending to read her book? Larissa the Queen. No, she's one of mine.
Smug.
Is there someone in your service whom you trust completely?
Yes. The wiser answer was no, my lord. Get a message to this paragon of yours, discreetly. Send him to question Sir Hugh. After that, you might want him to visit a certain armorer in the city. He lives in a large
the
house.
Thing
at the top
is...
of the steel. Why? I have my observers, as I said, and it's possible that they...
Peter Baelish knows
a
what's
bunch
happening
of stuff.
Here.
Yeah,
he knows exactly what's happening. I mean, we find out later that, you know... Here's the thing. This night's rewatch is incredibly spoiler-full. We're not going to, like, go through and be...
Yeah, no,
be cloak
I mean,
and dagger
I think
about
the,
it. Because
we're
technically,
assuming that you're rewatching
it. You're rewatching it with us. So... Like, Baelish is the one who has set all this in motion.
Mm-hmm. So you,
as you can see, I'm busy.
I'm here on behalf of Lord Eddard Stark, the Hand of the King, and the Captain of his Guard.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, sir.
No, sir. Not a knight.
I see. Well, it just so happens that I am.
Now?
What
He's
a jerk.
Tall, too.
He said he'd be glad to talk to Hans himself.
Have you heard that, what they want to do? Or what... What George R. R. Martin wants to do is after this is done, which I give this two more seasons.
Mm.
I give this season 7 and 8, and that's it.
Mm.
And then we're done with this story. But there's a lot of history to go through with this. They could do shows like this for 10 more years.
Mm.
But what George R. R. Martin wants to do is he wants to do Sir Duncan the Tall.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the sound of Gendry.
Gendry?
Of Gendry's muscles?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here he is. Strong for his age. He works hard. Show the hand the helmet you made.
Okay. He's like, alright, sure. Yes. It's made. It's actually really well made. It's,
mm-hmm. It's cool.
Fine work. It's not for sale.
Boy, this is the king's hand. If his lordship wants the helmet, I made it for me. Forgive him, my lord.
There's nothing to forgive. And Lord Arryn came to visit you. What did you talk about?
Just ask me questions, is all, my lord.
What kind of questions?
About my work, first. How's being treated well? I like to hear.
I wonder where Gendry is right now.
Oh,
I'm
so
waiting.
Do I.
I'm waiting for him to show up in Braavos.
Oh, I hope so.
I want him to show up in Braavos.
And then they can fight crime together.
What did you sell him?
Arya and Gendry.
Yes.
Actually, I'm hoping they escape from Braavos.
Well, yeah, but they can also fight crime together.
Yes. They can fight crime together.
She's got a long list to go through.
Look at me.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
The crazy thing is that he knows Robert from
a
boy.
He knows what Robert looked like.
As this young man. And he's like, holy cow.
When that boy would rather wield a sword than forge one.
That's Robert's son.
Send him to me.
He's going to put him in the Kingsguard.
King Robert's bastard son.
And we skip
Jamie's early 2000s swoop.
And we skip right to Robert doing what he does best.
Doing someone else.
Yeah.
How many do you think are in there with him? Guess.
3. 4.
He likes to do this when I'm on duty. Makes me listen as he insults my sister.
Just going to the bathroom.
Excuse me.
Forgive me, my lord.
Why do I have to forgive you? Have you wronged me?
I do like
met before,
Jamie.
Have we?
Yeah.
Strange, I forgot.
Even though he's a total arrogant douche.
We fought side by side one afternoon.
He's like...
That's where you got your scar.
Aye.
Capable.
One of the Greyjoys nearly took my eye.
He's also tired of people's shit.
They like the bloodshed. They stopped liking it at the end. That was a proper battle. Remember Tharzamir charging through the breach?
With his burning sword. I'll remember that till the day I die.
I saw the youngest of the Greyjoy lads at Winterfell. It's like seeing a shark on a mountaintop.
Theon. He's a good lad.
I doubt it.
Just throw that out there. I love that they have this moment, though.
2, 3. There's still some in there.
How?
I don't serve Lord Stark.
Yeah, okay. I know. Okay. Alright, fine.
I'll just hang on to it then. How creepy is Robert like sitting there? You smell like blackberry jam. I'm
is
like,
that what
oh,
he said?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't
yeah.
even hear it.
Yeah. A BZ goes, I bet you smell like blackberry jam.
Ugh, Robert.
Well, I mean, here's an interesting thing. It's something I learned.
Where have you been?
Watch
duty. Who's Sam?
Prince Bolchok. Where is it?
When they talk about whoring back in the day.
Yeah.
You have
a strong historical opinion on the subject.
I do.
Please elaborate.
To them it was like hunting or falconry or archery. It was a sport. It was something you did. You were married to one woman. She's the one who bore your children and like
is legally yours.
Legally yours, and is the one who your legal children are born to, and is the one who
runs
your household. And the fact that they screwed other women had no merit on that.
Yeah, it didn't mean that
It didn't mean that they didn't love them.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it was just something they
I
did.
Don't agree with it.
No.
I don't believe that that's a right thing to do. But I think we look at them and we have this... This is interesting. He's like... He looks like a baby. Oh, he's so tiny.
Look at how little Ghost is. This is so summer camp.
It really is.
John!
But yeah, like, that's what happens with them. And I don't agree with it. I don't believe that was right.
No, yeah.
But I think we treat them rather harshly in going like, oh my gosh, these guys that had, you know, a different woman every night and it was okay. And how dare they? And it's like, well, yeah, how dare they? I don't think it's right. But I do look at it in a historical context. And that it's okay.
It was a part of their life.
It was a part of their life, and they understood. And I mean, really, your prowess as a man was called into question
if you didn't
do that.
Right.
In some of the old lays, there's a
going down. Do you want a manager back or a sniveling boy?
It's a good point. He's got a good point. But the thing is, they don't stand together. They're going to die anyway, so
right, yeah,
we might as well.
Oh, dear.
What have we here?
Oh, no. Oh, I love this scene.
To give me commands. I should have sent you back her head.
Forgive me, Khaleesi, but it is your...
Hush now, it's all right. Ava, take her and leave us. Yes,
Khaleesi. I love these scenes.
This scene is so good. I love this scene.
Why did you hit her?
How many times do I have to tell you? You do not command me.
I wasn't commanding you. I just wanted to invite you to supper.
What's this?
It's a gift. I had it made for you.
Doff back your rags. Are you going to dress me now?
Please.
This stinks of manure. All of it.
Stop. Stop
it. You would turn me into one of them, wouldn't you? Next I want to braid my hair.
You have no right to a braid. You've won no victories yet.
You do not talk back to me.
Oh, the first time Danny's ever hit him back.
Yeah.
I am a Khaleesi of the Dothraki. I am the wife of the great Karl, and I carry his son inside me. The next time you raise a hand to me will be the last time you have hands.
Snap.
Boom.
So good.
Khaleesi,
so
out!
Mic drop.
I know for a fact that some of the officers go to that brothel in Moles.
It's so good. That scene is so good because it perfectly encapsulates what it's like to be in that kind of abusive relationship. Where she's like, no, I didn't do that. This is what I meant. No, I didn't say that. This is what I meant. No, look, I got you a thing. Like, trying to appease him, trying to get him on her level. But he's too mad. He's too blind.
And so, well, I mean, she's finally realized.
And she defends herself for the first time. It's so good.
Why not? I like girls just as much as you do. They might not like me as much. I've never been with one.
Exposition.
You probably had hundreds.
He said miserably.
Miserably, yeah.
As a matter of fact, the same as you. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I find that hard to believe. Came very close once.
Your beautiful locks.
I was alone in a room with a naked girl. Didn't know where to put it. Didn't know where to put it. Was she old and ugly? Young and gorgeous. A whore named Roz.
Everybody, Roz! Everybody!
It's so funny.
You don't want to know.
Not that good.
Better.
Oh, no.
It's.
Why exactly did you not make love?
Here's an interesting thing. Most men will bond over their prowess.
Yeah.
These guys bond over their virginity. It's really interesting.
Cute.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was saying earlier that, like, in the old songs, in the old lays, there's one about the Lay of Lanvol, and in it, Lanvol eventually becomes Lancelot in our stories. But at this point, he's Lanvol, and Guinevere basically propositions him, and he says no because he's in love with another woman,
mm-hmm.
and Arthur gets mad not because that happened, but he's mad because Lanvol won't do it.
Because it was like a man thing.
It was like a man thing. He was like, is the queen not good enough for you? Is
men
that...
are so weird.
He goes, if she's the most beautiful woman in the realm, she must be because she's my queen.
Right.
And if you don't want to sleep with her, she must not be the most beautiful woman in the realm. So who is it?
Man logic.
And that's... I agree. We have messed up logic.
It's weird.
I
have a question.
Okay.
So
apropos of nothing that we're already talking about.
You didn't know where to put it.
There's a lot of back-lacing doublets in this show. Who the hell is getting them dressed in the morning? There's no servants at the wall.
Each other?
That's weird to me. I'm just curious. That's a costuming nitpick.
It's interesting because it's at the wall. At the wall they have it. Or maybe
it's in the north. There's a lot of northerners that wear back lacing doublets.
Remember the last winter.
That's true.
How long has it been now? What, 10 years?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Was it uncomfortable at Winterfell? Were the days when you just couldn't get warm, never mind how many fires your servants built? I build my own fires. That's admirable. I spent 6 months out there, beyond the wall. Supposed to be a 2-week mission. We heard a rumor Mance Rayder was planning to attack Eastwatch.
Mance Rayder.
So we went out to look for some of his men, capture them, gather some knowledge. The wildlings who fight for Mance Rayder are hard men, harder than you'll ever be.
Mm-hmm.
They know their country better than we do. They knew there was a storm coming in, so they hid in their caves and waited for it to pass. So strong, he yanked 100-foot trees.
So this is also exposition.
Yeah, about what winters are
about
like.
About what the long winter's like. And now we also know it's been 10 years since the last one. Meaning, when they call Bran and Arya and everybody summer children, they literally mean these kids have never known winter. Also, it's interesting to think about if, you know, like, season one, people are like, winter's coming, winter's coming, winter's coming. Hey, get ready, winter is coming. But in season six, they're still saying it. And it's coming, like, you see signs of it, but it's not here yet.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
So, this speech he's giving about, like, first the horses died, and then we ate them, that was easy. Then we started to die, and then that wasn't easy. This same speech is given by Stannis later on.
Is it?
Yeah, when he's stuck in Storm's End during the rebellion. He talks about how we ate the horses first, then the cats and the dogs and then the rats, and then it was us.
I also think it's interesting that Sir Alistair is talking about eating Sam, because he's fat. But, super nerd deep cut here. He plays a character in an episode of Torchwood. On an episode that has something to do with eating people.
Viserys is less than the shadow of a snake.
He is still the true king.
Truth not.
Does she have a black eye?
You want to see your brother sitting on the iron.
She's got a bruised cheekbone.
Yeah, she does.
No. The common people are waiting for him. Illyrio said they are sewing dragon banners and praying for his return.
The common people pray for rain, health, and a summer that never ends. They don't care what games the High Lords play.
What do you pray for, sir?
Truth.
How long have they been doing Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones came out in what? 2010? So it's like been 6 years.
He couldn't lead an army even if my husband gave him one. He'll never take us home.
Oh,
Robert! Cersei's like, whatever, just keep drinking.
Whatever. Joffrey.
Ugh.
Lovers quarrel.
I'm sorry, do I? Sansa, dear, this is Lord Baelish. He's no...
An old friend of the family. I've known your mother a long, long time.
Why do they call you Littlefinger?
Arya, don't be rude.
No, it's quite all right.
You know what I saw?
When I was a child.
I didn't know this. So you get Westeros by putting England, taking Ireland, turning it upside down, and putting it at the bottom.
Yep.
I've been sitting here for days! Start the damn shouts before I piss myself.
She's like,
Cersei out.
Cersei's just done. There he is. The mountain who rides.
So big.
The hounds are
mountain ride horse good.
So you will prevail. He was John Arryn's squire.
He knows he's about to die. That's what that face was.
He's like, this is not what I counted for. And you know someone's been like, make sure he dies.
Yeah. Also, it's so interesting because, like, we as modern people look back and we're like, ooh-hoo, a joust! Tee-hee! This is a historical piece. But in Westeros, jousting is like garbage sports. This is like kick the can for them.
Well, yeah.
Real sports is actually murdering people for fun.
Oh, yeah, it's war. This is fake war.
This is not even remotely sporting. Oh, oh gosh. Look at Arya's face, though.
Oh, someone just end him. Yeah, she's like,
Arya
in trance.
Arya is feeling it. The bubbles at the end. That was good.
Well done.
Two passes and he's down.
Dead. That's a dead man.
Drag him off.
You take that one.
Not what you were expecting. Has anyone ever told you the story of the mountain and the hound? Lovely little tale of brotherly love. The hound was just a pup. 6 years old, maybe.
Septa Mordain is like, why is he talking to her still?
Story. You know the story of the Cleganes, right?
This story he's telling
not
right
this,
now?
Not
yeah.
This one. Not this one.
Well, they were the Houndmasters.
They were the Houndmasters.
Yeah, and that's why the dog is on their shield.
And the three hound, there were three hounds that saved Tywin from a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And, or no, I don't think it was Tywin. It was Tywin's father.
Ty something.
Like Tyrone. It was Tyrone. So. Tyrone Lannister. And she raised them to landed gentry. And one of the reasons why he raised them to that is their father had this idea that you could raise boys and fighters like you raised dogs.
Dogs, yeah. Which is what the mountain and the hound are.
Yeah, like they're bred to kill. It's what they do.
Forcing you to kill the beast was extreme. Though sometimes we go to extremes where our children are concerned. How is Sansa?
Well, she likes it here.
She's the only Stark who does. Favors her mother. Not much of the North in her.
What are you doing here?
I might ask the same of you. What is it you hope to accomplish?
The king called on me to serve him. That's what I will do until he tells me otherwise.
You can't change him, you can't help him. He'll do what he wants, which is all he's ever done. You'll try your best to pick up the pieces.
That's my job.
Real talk from Cersei.
Yep.
You're just a soldier, aren't you?
Yes.
You take your orders and you carry on. I suppose it makes sense. Your older brother was trained to lead and you were trained to follow.
I was also trained to kill my enemies.
Statement.
Oh, well, we have come to a mutual understanding.
Cersei out!
Cersei out.
Wait a minute. So she was sitting on the platform at the tournament, like, an hour ago or less.
Yeah.
With totally different hair, totally different wardrobe.
Yeah.
This bitch went inside and changed her clothes and her hair and then went to go talk to Ned.
Yes.
Meat and beer, quickly. Oh, Claudia, grandfather, I'm starving. Someone waits or...
I'd rather throw myself down a well.
No, Grandfather. It's the last chance of getting north. The only music the northerners know is a howling of wolves.
Bard. Annoying Bard.
Sorry, Lord. We'll fill up every room.
My man can sleep in the stable. As for myself, I don't require a large room.
Surely, my Lord. We have nothing.
Is there nothing I can do to remedy this? Have my room.
Bronn!
Clever man. You can manage food, I trust. You're in. Dine with me.
I'm a lord.
But all of Lannister. I saw you. Entertain you while you eat. I can see your father's victory, King's Landing.
Nothing would more likely ruin my supper. Lady Stark. What an unexpected pleasure.
Tyrion.
I'm sorry to miss you at Winterfell.
This is the stupidest thing. This is the stupidest thing she... I hate Kat for this moment.
I was still Catelyn Tully. The last time.
Everything would have worked out
fine.
Wait,
just wait.
You, sir. Is that the black bat of Harrenhal I see embroidered on your coat?
It is, my lady.
And is Lady Went a true and honest friend to my father, Lord Hoster Tully?
Tyrion's like, I don't understand what's happening.
What's going on?
The Red Stallion was always a welcome sight at River Run. My father counts Jonas Bracken amongst his oldest and most loyal bannermen.
A lord is honored by his trust. I envy your father all his fine friends, Lady Stark, but I don't quite see the purpose of this.
Ugh, here we go.
I know your sigil as well. The Twin Towers of Frey. How fares your lord, sir?
Lord Waller is well, my lady. He has asked your father for the honor of his presence on his 90th name day. He plans to take another wife.
This man came into my house as a guest.
Tyrion.
And there conspired to murder my son.
What?
A boy of 10. In the name of King Robert and the good lords you serve, I call upon you to seize him and help me return him to Winterfell to await the king's justice.
It's a pretty sick scene, though.
Yeah, that's a sick scene. She
also,
well.
Also, as far as she knows, he did it. And as far as Tyrion knows, he just came from her house literally to give him a present.
Yeah.
I was at your house, Lady Stark. I gave him a gift. What is going on? It's such a good scene.
It's such a...
I mean, like, strategically, it's a great move for her.
It is.
I am not alone. I have friends. I have supporters. I am known here. People are not going to stand for this.
No. Here's the thing. Here's the really interesting thing about it. It's a brilliant moment. She orchestrates that moment perfectly.
It's great.
It's the stupidest thing she could do.
It's the dumbest.
She
needs to not do that ever again.
She doesn't. She has no... anything.
She has no backup.
She has no proof. No proof. No foundation for anything she's doing.
Yeah.
She just does this thing because she's pretty sure. She's upset.
She's upset and she needs someone to be mad at.
And so she chooses...
But that being said, it's a great scene. I think that scene is great. I remember being like, yeah! Wait, he didn't do it. I'm upset.
Anyway,
this is a great episode. We get a lot of exposition.
From a lot of different corners.
We also meet Hodor for the first time. And
Bronn for the first time.
Bronn! We don't know him by name, but that was Bronn.
It was Bronn for the first time.
Who else?
For the first time, we meet Gendry for the first time.
Gendry.
And I think that's it. I think it's when new characters that are introduced. This episode. Yeah. But I'm excited when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done, however long this goes. Because you know it's popular enough, they're never going to cancel it prematurely.
The show.
They're going to finish the show.
There's too much money.
So, I'm excited for when this is all said and done to watch the whole thing.
All the way through. The night's rewatch.
Yes. The Night's Rewatch, when we're Second Winter.
We're like 40 at that point.
I can tell you, it's going to be done before I'm 35.
Yeah, no, the show will, the books won't.
Oh no, the books will never be done.
The books.
But at the end, I mean, it's going to be like, why?
In the end though, this show is going down in history already as a masterpiece of television.
Oh yeah. I agree. I think it's a beautiful bit of television. Mm-hmm. They put money into it, and they got money out of it.
Yep.
And I hope, and I pray, that when this is done...
He really does pray.
The Wheel of Time picks up where this one leaves
off. That's what you
it
really want.
It fills the gap.
Yeah.
And I want
to
be Gawain so bad.
And I think...
Gawain Trakand. If anyone out there is a casting for The Wheel of Time... I would make a really good Gawain.
But the thing is, it goes beyond Wheel of Time, too, for me. This sets a precedent for television and for storytelling and for genre that, like, I mean, by the time I'm dead, we could have gone through all of my favorite things.
Maybe. Well, do you think about it? Like, they tried to do Shannara. They tried to do... There's people trying to recapture.
I would kill for... them to make a series of the books of Tamara Pierce. That's what I want.
Pern
would be interesting, but really Pern would have a massive budget because of all the dragons.
And it's not as interesting as this.
No, this has a lot more move and flow and action. Pern is a little bit more ponderous.
Yeah, it's a little dry. But I mean, there's a lot of fantasy that they can mine.
It doesn't just have to be high fantasy either. It can just be any fantasy or any genre stuff.
Well, I mean, TV's been like the home of fantasy for a very long time.
Yeah.
Science fiction. It's been the home of science fiction for a very long time.
Yeah.
But it hasn't really been the home of fantasy. And now that we have Game of Thrones, it's kind of becoming that.
The door is open now.
The door is open, yeah. And I hope they continue to make shows like this.
I think they will. I think they've proved that because they're trying Shannara, you're right, and Wheel of Time is
pulling
itself out of production hell.
People are trying to recapture this. I don't know if they can.
I don't know if they're going to recapture it, but I would like to say that they're going to figure that out, and they're going to figure out that they don't have to recapture it, they just have to keep moving.
They keep moving.
Because this was a huge leap for television.
Oh, it was. It was a gamble. It was a huge gamble.
Huge gamble, huge leap.
And I mean, as long as you have a good production value and a good script and enough ebb and flow and interesting moments to, like, keep your audience
Well, because the other thing about this is even without the high budget locations and costumes and whatever, CGI, all of that, that like this show works because the story is so complex.
And interesting.
That every page turn, every chapter, every episode unfolds a little more and shows you how much bigger and more complicated the picture is.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I'm worried about when it comes to the Wheel of Time, because the Wheel of Time doesn't do that.
Oh.
It's not as interesting as this.
It's not as complex.
It's not as well. It is as complex, but it's not as
intricate. Okay, that's fair.
It's a little ponderous at times, and I hope that they're able to like pare that down and make it interesting. But we'll see. Talk to me in 3 years. Maybe we'll be doing a night's rewatch where we're rewatching The Wheel of Time.
All right.
We'll
leave it at that.
All right. Well, catch us next time where we'll be doing The Wolf and the Lion.